100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
Our newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 12th of April. It is 7:22. Got some clouds and fog and mist and 58 degrees out there on a Tuesday morning. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Visit Emporia Director and Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame Advisory Board Member Leland Ains. Leland, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing fantastic.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us this morning. As announced last week, the Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame right here in Emporia announced its first class of inductees. How exciting was that, Leland?
Well, extremely exciting. And, you know, I got to tell you, as I've been waiting on the line here, listening to you guys talk, I was reflecting about, we've been talking specifically with you guys for more than 10 years about this whole gravel thing and where it started and where it's come to at this present stage and where it might be going in the future. And it really just kind of hit me, you know. I mean, you guys, we've been chatting about this for a long time. Would you ever imagine we'd be sitting here having this conversation today and now trying to imagine what conversations we'll have in the future? It's been quite the ride.
It really, well put. Quite the ride, no doubt about that. But before we get into the specifics of the Hall of Fame, how did this idea come to be, creating a Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame here, Leland?
Well, it really is born out of the idea that gravel is really about connecting people to place. And I think that's why Emporia and the Unbound Gravel event have done so well, is because we have connected with this larger gravel riding community over the past, nearly 20 years now for this particular event. And so the Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame was meant to be a way to share those stories and connect people with the individuals who have been so instrumental in creating this genre of cycling we call gravel, that we've been so fortunate to be a part of. And it's about preserving that and sharing those stories, because we are 20 years into this gravel cycling movement, and it's becoming very professionalized. And that's not good, bad, or indifferent. It's just where we're going. And with that professionalization comes a popularity that is soaring. And these are all wonderful things. More and more people are being exposed to gravel, but they don't know of some of those origin stories 20 years ago and beyond. And the people who have been very instrumental in creating an environment for this activity to flourish. And so we wanted to honor those folks, recognize them, and have their stories shared before they were lost to time, if you will.
Understood. And, with the initial wave of inductees, obviously the one that, connects with most of us locally is Christy Moan.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for a lot of years, most folks probably wouldn't have realized Christy's involvement. Most of her activity was a little more behind the scenes. But Christy, being an Emporian, I think was one of the most instrumental people in helping the event grow and flourish. Through her activities and her vision, more than anything. And Christy was the one who believed that this event could be more than what it was 15, 20 years ago. And she was one that pushed for a lot of changes that helped the event grow and the sport grow. And so really proud to have her in that inaugural class and happy for her to receive that honor.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Great to see her name on the list. Let's talk about the 2022 inductees. Leland, kind of go over the list here.
Yeah. There were seven individuals that were inducted. Many of these names might be familiar to folks if you've been in the gravel scene, but some of those names might be completely foreign for folks that aren't in there. And so we just talked about Christy Moan, of course, Emporia native. Corey Godfrey, who is one of the founders of the Gravel Worlds event up in Lincoln, Nebraska. Gravel Worlds has certainly been one of those monumental events that's been there since the beginning. And again, just the way Corey has carried himself, not only as an event organizer, but a former champion of the Unbound Gravel event. So a very worthy individual. Local Emporians might recognize the name Dan Hughes. Hughes is the owner of Sunflower Outdoor and Bike Shop up in Lawrence, but is the only individual to win Unbound Gravel, Trans Iowa, and Gravel Worlds. So some of the biggest events in gravel cycling, Dan has ticked off all of those boxes.
Is he a multiple Unbound winner, Lena?
Four times.
That's what I thought.
He's
the most winningest Unbound athlete for sure. Obviously the event has become more competitive in the sense that we now have current world champions and current pros, but that doesn't take away from the challenges and difficulties of winning that many times. It's not just about, and you guys know this, but it's not just about being a strong athlete physically. There's certainly a mental strength that it requires, but also just good fortune and good preparation. Unbound gravel in the Flint Hills roads can be very unforgiving, and there's a lot of factors outside of one's control. So to have won it that many times, and there's also 3 second place finishes, I think, that he's had. So of the dozen times that he's towed the line, he's been in the top 2 half of those. And so it's really an extraordinary testament to his preparation and determinedness to perform well in that event. So and as I was going to say, beyond the bicycle itself, what an advocate for the sport of gravel cycling, what an advocate for cycling in general by way of his bike shop up in Lawrence and the things that he's done to encourage people to get into the sport. So extraordinary there. And then you have Guitar Ted, Mark Stevenson. More people probably know him as Guitar Ted. He goes by. You want to talk about influential. Mark was one of the creators of Trans Iowa. And Trans Iowa was one of those events that people today might not know that much about it because it was only about over 100 people, 100 participants each year, but that was by design. This was a 350-mile event that in the early days traversed across the entire state of Iowa. And this was one of those seminal events that really showed the world, Midwesterners in particular, and people from around North America, what gravel could look like and what gravel adventures could look like and that they were really attractive. And so Unbound Gravel itself has its origin in participating in Trans Iowa and then determining that, hey, Jim and Joel both decided, hey, we could have an event like that in the Flint Hills of Kansas. So very influential event, very influential person. Then there is Bobby Wintle. Bobby Wintle spent some time living in Emporia when he attended Emporia State University and worked at High Gear Bike Shop, and then left Emporia to open up his own bike shop, District Cycles, in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and with that created the Mid-South Gravel event. And for anyone that knows Bobby, they simply know. There's probably not a more infectious and genuine person in the gravel community, someone that cares. And again, we talk about what they've done to contribute to and help grow. This man is as encouraging as they come, and Mid-South, of course, is one of those monumental events. And you're going to see a lot of, most of these people are Midwesterners, and I don't think that's by accident. Gravel was born in the Midwest and grew in the Midwest before it, moved to not only the coast of North America, United States, but beyond, internationally, and this is certainly an international sport. And we can't not talk about Rebecca Rush. I think this is a name Emporians might recognize as well. Long before she started towing the line at gravel events, Reba was, she had the moniker the Queen of Pain. This is a multiple-time world champion, already a mountain bike Hall of Famer, a multiple-time winner of Unbound Gravel, not just of the 200-mile distance, but of multiple distances. She has won the 100, the 200, the 350, all at Unbound Gravel here in Emporia. And won many other events. Her accomplishments as an athlete, we'd be here all morning talking about that. But that wasn't enough. Being a true advocate and believer in the sport, she went back to Idaho and created her own event, Rebecca's Private Idaho, which is, again, recognized as one of those monumental events in gravel still today, a decade on. And so through her advocacy and her charitable work, she's obviously inspired many people to adventure on the roads less traveled. And so a very fitting and worthy class. I think we're missing one.
Chris,
missed one.
Yeah, Chris Scogan is the founder of the Almanzo 100. Again, you look at those events that were foundational, you can't have that conversation without the Almanzo 100 and Chris Scogan. This was a truly free event. Chris never charged a dime to participate in his events, wanted them to be open and free and accessible to all. And, you know, that event was over 1,000, 2,000 participants 15 years ago, back when gravel was a lot less known and a lot less popular. So it was clearly an influential event. A visionary person, if you will.
Outstanding.
What a class.
That is a huge class. So what is the induction schedule going to be like here for your first class, Leland?
Yep. So we're still working out all the details, but we will be having a banquet right here at Emporia at the Granada Theater on Wednesday, June 1st. So that is the week of Unbound Gravel. We did that intentionally because we knew there would be so many gravel enthusiasts already in town. But we absolutely encourage the local community to participate in that and help us in recognizing those folks. Tickets are not on sale right now, but they will be soon. We're working on getting that up here in the next few weeks. Tickets will be around $75. There'll be a dinner and a ceremony. Certainly we'll have the inductees here in town, and they will be receiving their award and recognition and given an opportunity to speak. And so, again, it's just it's an opportunity to not just digitally recognize them as we're doing now. We're talking about it. We'll have them on a website, but this will be our chance to meet with those inductees, hear them speak, and then even visit with them, thank them for their contributions and their hard work. And I think so much of that work happens behind the scenes and behind closed doors, and we see a lot of these athletic achievements and these events that people have created. And they're momentary, right? It's a weekend experience or a one-race activity, but that happens day in and day out, all the work that it takes to create those experiences for people to have. And so this is our chance to say thank you. Thank you for all the moments you've created for us over the years.
Well, outstanding inaugural event planned, and the Granada Theater will be the host site. What about future plans possibly for a physical museum to have a Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame Museum, Leland?
Yes, I think that's important. I think it's hugely important. I have to admit, it's a big project. And so we knew it would take some time when we started this whole Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame, and that's still true today. I don't have a timeline for when that might be open. But I think we can reimagine what that might look like. We can always start smaller. But, you know, we need to showcase all of the technological moments across gravel. And I think if you're really into cycling, if you've been into gravel cycling, one of the things that's really exciting is not just the people that have gotten involved and are adventuring more, but the technology and the way that gravel specifically has pushed technological advancements in cycling across the board. And those are things that we want to be able to highlight and show the, you know, the Salsa Warbirds of the world and the Shimano Gravel Grupos. Mm-hmm. I mean, 10, 15 years ago when we were talking about this, there's no way any of us could have imagined that there would be gravel-specific products or brands with the name Emporia on them. You know, a year ago we introduced, Head Wheels introduced the Emporia wheel. And that's where we're at in this thing. It's an amazing journey, and we definitely want those things showcased and highlighted, and a museum is the right and appropriate way to do that. So we're going to keep working towards that. We're going to pull that all together somehow, some way, someday, but I don't know when that will be.
I know you'll get it done. You'll get it done.
Yeah. We'll keep plugging away at it, but we definitely want to show off those technological advancements and photos over the years, and I've even got an idea for a gravel exhibit, a literal gravel from around the world. And I've got friends and connections, of course, all over. And I want them to send me their jars of gravel. And it's kind of interesting and neat and a little cheesy, perhaps, but I think it's great to be able to see the different gravel textures from around the world and how that differs. Because when we say gravel, it can be limiting because these surfaces obviously are extremely different everywhere you go. And that's part of the uniqueness and part of that adventure is going to these different areas of the world and riding on different types of gravel and seeing different sites and meeting new people.
Well, even in the Flint Hills, there's different types of gravel even within the Flint Hills.
True. Great point.
Deal with, so. Yeah, very interesting. Well, great. Congratulations on the effort here, Leland. Very excited to get first class inducted here coming up very soon in a couple of short months. And hopefully we'll be able to get you and maybe talk to some other advisory board members and get the Cycling Hall of Famous on the air with us.
That'll be great.
For a conversation here before the induction coming up in early June.
We can certainly do that.
All right. Hey, Leland, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Leland.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right. That's Visit Emporia Director and Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame Advisory Board Member Leland Daines. Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the morning show, specifically the newsmaker segments that are at 7:20 every weekday morning, we are actually full until the 21st, so over a week now before our first available date. If you want one of those to close out next week, you can call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow we focus on one of the big Easter weekend activities, specifically Easter morning activities. Messiah Lutheran Pastor Eddie Hosch talks about the church's drive-in Easter service at the Lyon County Fairgrounds.
And Chuck, our newsmaker, brought to you this morning by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. 7:36, some mist out there, 58 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Big things grow from small beginnings. And when you're looking for a home, it's not about the paint colors or